Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, and with me is your co-host, John Doerr. Today, I made an announcement in the morning, at like 5 in the morning. And I basically, you know, I was so pissed off and angry, and the whole situation that I just blurted out this thing, and I want to play it for you, but how are you doing, John?
Good, James. Good to be with you.
Good, good. Right on. Good to be with you, too. So here we go. I might have to adjust the volume.
Okay.
Stop, all right? Just stop for a sec. Just hold on and listen to me while I explain a couple things, because they're pulling the bait and switch on you guys again. I'm really pissed off because I'm scared that they're going to pull something major that kills a lot of people, and, you know, it could be the end of the world as we know it before this 9/11 thing gets solved and sorted out. I've been working my ass off for 2 fucking years to make sure that these guys get put in jail or put in Hague or put hung or whatever the fuck, man. They deserve it. They've murdered 2.5 million people in the world, and there's no sign of stopping with that. I just watched some awful videos, like from ISIS, evil ISIS, showing them beheading people, and it was real. I mean, they're shooting people point blank, and you know, this shit is absolutely sick. Well, it's coming home to roost if you guys don't fucking snap the fuck out of it. And that's what the point of this is. So, they've pulled the wool over our eyes. Not just with 9/11, it's been going on for many years. The whole fabrication of the Matrix has been going on for at least 100 years. This fiat currency system that's been infiltrated into every country in the world, save for maybe 2 or 3, who knows how many exactly, but these evil Zionist Rothschilds that run the world, they're called the elites, all right? And the Queen of England and Queen Beatrix and all these rich Saudi princes and kings and all these fuckers with all, like, they're the bloodlines, they call them, the ones with all the fucking money, the people that at the top, the 1%. They are destroying the world we live in. They caused Fukushima. I can say that, you know, pretty with relative ease. They put an underwater nuke, caused a tsunami, created Fukushima problem. Now the entire Pacific Ocean is toast, and the West Coast is fuckered. And they're doing fracking, which is like completely against every environmental fucking, if you're a scientist and you're work for environmental studies, this is goes against every principle. You know, Dick Cheney, the evil motherfucking oil baron, former vice president, the one who capitalized off the Iraq war, he's responsible for these evil laws that allow for fracking. And then you got to consider that every fucking prime minister and president and whatever across the entire fucking world is in it. It's part of this thing called the New World Order, okay? They've been talking about it for many years, and you got your head up your ass to think that it's not happening. Now, I will go so far as to say they will use fucking nukes to instigate a war, a fake war between Russia, China, and the United States, so that the United States becomes a battleground, when it really what it's about is a gun grab. They're going to eradicate everybody in the United States who has dissented and who has a gun, all right? Because these are the people that stand in the way from their overreaching takeover of the world. It's the Americans, the real, true Americans. No, not the fucking military. No, not the fucking police. No, not the fucking government or the media or the banksters or, you know, real people, okay? And the same goes for Canada. The same goes for Britain. The problem is they inundate us with bullshit constantly through the television, through our bullshit illusory choices like Burger King or McDonald's, Pepsi or Coke, Republicans, Democrats. It's all a fucking crock of shit. Everyone that's running an election in the United States knows what's going on. They're not going to be around for the election because there won't be an election. they're just playing along, and they're, you know, Donald Trump, he's a rich asshole. He's part of this fucking bullshit scheme. You know, all of these people are absolute scum. They should be locked up, and the key should be thrown away. I'm telling you people from the bottom of my heart that everybody has to stand up and do something now. There's no time left. If we don't do something, we are fucked. And you can say, oh, well, we're fucked already. Well, that's not very productive, is it? We're not fucked yet, because you can still talk freely, at least so you think, because everything you say and do is being recorded against the rules. It's illegal for them to do this. They've been doing it for the last 8 or 9 years, maybe longer. You know, all the software companies are in on it. So Hollywood's in on it. All these celebrities, all these musicians, these singers, these rap artists. They're all part and parcel of one big evil fucking thing. It's called the New World Order. It's here. And people like Alex Jones yesterday said, the elites are making a run for it. Well, they've already been making a run for it. They already have nice, beautiful condos and houses and whatever in faraway distant lands that are going to be free and clear of all the carnage that's going to happen here. So there's a choice you got to make, all right? It's like, do I stick my head back in my ass and just ignore everything? You know, like they're not dumping chemtrails on us and our food is actually really wholesome and good and it doesn't have fucking spliced fish DNA in it. Or, you know, let alone the mercury and the vaccines that are plugging into our children and so on and so forth. There's so much bullshit. And the fluoride and the pharmaceutical industry, blah, blah, blah. It's all a bunch of horseshit. You people need to wake the fuck up and wake up now. There's no more time. I'm making this announcement as a fucking, like, super sloppy around motherfucker because there's no time left. I've been working my ass off to try to help people in this world so that they can defeat the bad guys, and I would be amiss if I didn't make this message. I made several messages a few days ago about the potential of a nuclear attack, which will be a false flag, which will be Obama bombing the fuck out of New York City or whatever place it is. Calling it a Russian attack on the U.S., blah, blah, blah. It's all contrived. It's all bullshit. Putin's in it. Snowden's in it. You know, it goes on and on and on, but really, you can just sum it up into a small sum. It's called bullshit. It's all bullshit. Start telling people. Fucking don't hesitate to talk to people. Talk. Tell them the truth. Everything you know is a matrix. It's a lie. It's bullshit. The illusion of choice. It's bullshit. There is no election coming. It's all bullshit. They're gonna attack their own people. There's something you should know. It's called the Georgia Guidestones. Look them up. They were a set of guidestones erected in Georgia and Elbert County in the United States that say the first thing it says is maintain humanity under 500 million people in perpetual balance with nature. All right, so there's how many people on Earth? First of all, the UN's in it too. Fuck the UN. The UN is nothing but garbage. And Israel's a piece of shit. I don't want to throw that in too. You know, ISIS is formed by Israel, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the CIA. Did you know that? All this bullshit that's been going on, these people getting murdered by the American military, by the CIA, by Israel, Gaza. It's fucking sick. It's got to stop. You people have to wake the fuck up because it's going to hit you. And that's not a question of if it's going to hit you. It's when it's going to hit you. You got to be awake and aware and ready to go. So the UN's bullshitting about the number of people on the planet, and there's no such thing as not enough fucking food. There's an abundance of food on the planet for everybody. It's all about money. That's what we got to figure out. We got to change that shit. Money is the root of all evil, and it's the reason why we're in so much fucking trouble. So you guys, start talking. Don't stop talking until you figure out what you're going to do, and then do it. We don't have much time, and we have no time. That's really what it works out to. And these elites will act very soon. So, you know, you've been warned. Fairly, duly warned. All right? That's it. Thanks.
So, John, what did you think of that?
Pretty intense.
It's weird. You know, the last week, things have been coming to me sort of like, it was the snowplows, the pictures of the snowplows in southern United States. Like, what the fuck are they there for? You know, and it occurred to me, nuclear winter. Yeah, I get it. And, you know, there's a number of things pointing to the nukes. And I've blasted out, like, I don't know, 8 or 9 episodes or shows or whatever you want to call them about it. I made graphics. I warned people. This is a very serious potential. And then, you know, even in that recording, I didn't know about what we're about to talk about, where I said they're listening to everything we say. They're recording everything. And so why don't I throw it over to you? You listened to the interview. Do you want to explain it to us?
Sure. Well, basically, you turned me on to this video where this guy's interviewing this girl who's a very bright, very articulate computer programmer and also has connections with people high up in the military, colonels and stuff like that. And she was describing about the specifically about the new technological capabilities of the military and the government, basically with computer software and stuff, the J2 software specifically, and she was talking about quantum or spooky computers.
Okay.
That run on you know, like quantum qubits or bits.
Okay.
And have the computing power. You know, in other words, these computers can compute in seconds what it would take normal, even supercomputers, you know, millions of years to process. These computers can do it within seconds. You know, it's 2 to the power of over 1,000 processing power. And they actually, the more data, she explained, the more data that you feed into these computers, it actually exponentially increases its power and computing power. So actually data is like a food it feeds off of and becomes even stronger from.
Oh my God.
which is insane. So it makes you, first of all, stop and think about all the data that they've been mining, like you said, for, you know, 8-9 years going or whatever, that they already have the computing capabilities to process all of this stuff, and that they're actually work, you know, it's supposedly said that they have AI, artificial intelligent computer software that's, in other words, hooked into this J2 stuff that they're going to roll out during the Jade Helm exercise, and that it actually detects negative emotions. Mm-hmm. In all computer electronic transmissions. So,
right.
And in other words, it'll correlate. In other words, it can tell if there's a group of people amassing that are of the same, you know, mind. You know, in other words, so it's along the lines of Minority Report. It's going to predict when and where events are going to happen, like protests. You know, subversion from the government, stuff like that, in large numbers, and be able to stop it before it happens.
Okay.
So,
or
you know, this
quell
is really,
it.
Right, exactly, or to deal with it, or to break up the people that it will predetermine are going to go in that direction.
Okay.
Together to break up, you know, in other words, like clusters of people gathering together, and
mm-hmm.
Not conforming, as it were. So
yeah.
It's really scary stuff because that means, you know, it's anything you do electronically is now, you know, in other words, it's going to make you into a node in a network. And Which goes into the whole global governance and global system that they're rolling out, which is one world, new world order, and one world government. And
right.
In other words, this AI software, in other words, they took the human element out of it. And it has no sympathy, it has no remorse, you know, it doesn't care, you know, and they've already admitted also that the guy was quoted, the PR guy, that, in other words, this thing's going to kill people, you know, with glitches and stuff as they roll it out. You know, like it's expected it's going to make mistakes and people are going to die from that, those mistakes. And they're willing to accept those, you know, those losses.
Right.
quote unquote.
You know what they call that? Something loss.
Collateral damage.
Collateral damage.
Right, because it isn't their lives that'll be taken.
Just normal
everyday people that they, you know, consider vermin, basically.
Right. All right. So
it's
about
really
the
scary stuff. Sure.
Or I'll feel that. What I understood from this that really scared me is that all this chemtrailing they've been doing for the last, you know, 60 years, who knows how far back this has been conceived.
Yeah, this patent's going back to the 40s with cloud seeding and stuff, so.
Right.
It's a long time.
Maybe that was the impetus to use that platform, like cloud seeding,
right,
to create weather and
yeah.
But then they started putting in heavy metals like barium and strontium 90,
and that gets into your body. Right,
it turns you into
a beacon, basically.
Right.
That could be detected.
So you're a node on a network.
So in other
words, everybody's already being tracked.
And
we're
it's going to bypass
the
RFID chip. Forget the RFID chip, you know, and this.
It's sort of like.
It's in your body, you know. It's like you're if you have radioactive particle in your body, they can, you know, turn you into an antenna. And there's no way you can remove it or, you know, do anything to stop it. So they bypass that whole RFID crap. And, you know, this is how they're going to do it.
Maybe the RFID was a dupe to make us go in that direction to focus on
a distraction.
That.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So, I believe that wholeheartedly.
Yeah, we've been drinking. There's no way out of this, guys. Everybody on the planet has been doused with this shit. We've been drinking it, eating it, breathing it.
Mm-hmm.
Our bodies are inundated with barium and strontium 90 and other heavy metals.
Which are radioactive materials.
Yeah.
It's radioactive.
And what this does, makes you an antenna so that they can pinpoint you on a global system. That tracks every human being. And basically what it means is she compared it to being on a node on a network. So you say you disconnect your printer. Well, it's not on the network anymore, but it's still there. And, you know, so they can disconnect you from the New World Order system. And you're still there, but you have no money, no nothing, no access, no info, no computer. Nothing will let you access anything. And you become like a nomad or a nobody. So it's fucking sinister, evil, it's deplorable, and it's already being done.
And they also speculate that once you have this stuff in you, that they can literally hit you with things like heart technology and stuff to manipulate your emotions and your thought patterns.
Okay. They could also hit
you
with a fucking missile right on your head.
Right, but if you think about it, you know, by default, you're basically not yourself. You know, they're able to control your thoughts, your emotions, and, you know, there's no way you could stop them from doing it. And they could do it, you know, I'm saying in a mass scale over, you know, huge swaths of you know,
area. That's what those towers are. That's what those
fucking
towers are, I'm telling you, man.
Uh-huh.
They're totally related. They're aimed at people. You notice how they're all aimed down and they're not aimed up. People say it's all cell technology. Well, the towers are cell towers. Yeah, sure. Maybe they're not even owned by a cell company, but those things that you see everywhere, all over the fucking world. These are not good.
Right.
On on another episode, I'm going to tell you about how we can take them out. But for now, I don't have all the info on that. But
right.
There's like a simple thing we can do to stop them from working. So what else you got?
Well, my thoughts about the whole them sucking up the data and using it as a weapon against us was just a simple thought of why not, you know, feed it false information, you know? like have a worldwide mass happiness, you know, month or something, you know, to like screw up their AI computers, you know, with just all happiness. It won't have anything to detect, you know what I mean? And probably just fucking short circuit and blow up in their faces.
That would be nice.
That was just one of the thoughts that came to my mind off the top of my head.
Well, that's good. I mean, we got to start thinking about this stuff because, I mean,
right.
As it stands, we're already on this network. We're just
right.
not.
It's not plugged in yet, is what they're saying. What she speculated was that Jade Helm is in other words, like a system test on a small area to see how it works. And, you know, eventually, you know, it's going to be rolled out worldwide, you know, globally.
Yeah, well, there's other aspects to this. Like, there's the underground tunnels. There's the UN vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, and then the fact that if there's a nuke that goes off on the East Coast, they're all positioned on the Southwest United States, so
right.
they're as far away from immediate radiation. And they've labeled some states as hostile,
right.
you know, like Texas and Utah.
Yeah, yeah.
And some are like somewhat hostile, and some are not hostile. But now they line it up and say, well, oh, this. These states sort of resemble the Middle East in a way, and so
right.
this is
they're constructing
Iraq and
the whole
Syria.
Thing to replicate the Middle East in a lot of ways. The terrain and the hostile areas and all of that.
Right.
Well,
we both know that the U.S. has decimated Iraq and ISIS is over there. It's the CIA. It's fucking Israel, it's Qatar, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. They're murdering people. They're
absolutely.
Killing everybody. And, there is no threat. The American military has the superior firepower, hands down. Nobody can stand in their way. And everything that's going on, the way I look at it is, like, all the world leaders are in on this. And they are, inching closer and closer to their goal, using all these distractions to take our mind off or be able to put it all together.
Right.
And, like 9/11, it was a distraction. It was sort of like the impetus to start this whole thing.
Right.
To get certain people in positions of power and to start the Iraq War, to take on the Middle East.
Take away Americans' rights.
Yeah, take away the rights so that people get used to it. And even this thing with the Charleston guy, it's they put out his manifesto, but a lot of people are saying it's a hoax. It would fit along the lines of a hoax because everything that's happened isn't real.
No.
It's like. You got Boston bombing, Sandy Hook, DC shooting, TSA shooting.
They're all
this,
manufactured.
The list goes on. It's all
right.
fake shit. So, like, why would this be
manufactured? And
it's all to
sway the American people to give up their guns. It's call the Second Amendment. That's what it's all pointing to. And as soon as these things happen, that's all they scream. They come out publicly on the media and scream, we have to take away the Second Amendment. It's the only solution that will solve these problems that they're creating.
That's right.
And there you go.
What needs to be iterated is they don't have the rights. They have to do an amendment process to amend
right.
an amendment.
Right.
They can't. It can't be Obama going. Okay, that's it. No more guns, like. With
yeah, no more Second Amendment.
Rick. Yeah, fucking.
Even though I wish it could.
Yeah.
They wish it was that easy, but it's not. And well, therein lies the hope. I mean, again, I always state that sooner or later they're going to tip their hand, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be blatantly obvious of their intentions, and that's when the people will rise up in mass.
Right. Well, already Texas is pissed off.
Yeah, they're looking to secede from the union.
Union. Yeah.
They've already saw the article the other day. They're creating their own gold reserve and stuff.
They want it all back from Manhattan.
Right. From the Fed in New York. Yeah. Yep.
And
there is rebellion. Powerful rebellion already happening against this new world order. Even within the United States, where whole states are looking to secede from the Union because they, you know, these people know what the hell is going on. You know, it's so obvious. It's a coup. The government's been hijacked. And, you know, people not to understand it shows just the level of their stupidity and lack
mm-hmm.
of engaging themselves in politics and knowing, you know, world events and cutting through all the bullshit, you know. And it's sad.
Yeah.
Because that's what's led us to this. If American people were stronger, they wouldn't have got away with, 95% of what they got away with already. It would have all been taken care of by the American people. But sadly, it hasn't.
Like I said at the start of this thing, I was like, I'm pissed because if they get to the New World Order stage before they... any justice is served against all the bad people that did 9/11 and killed 2.5 million people, I'm pissed already.
Do you think they're working so diligently to get this shit up and running? Because they know, there's a lot of people of their people that can, pay dire consequences. And, don't be fooled. The elites, they're terrified. That's why they're going to these extremes to do all this stuff. Is because mm-hmm. they know they're being found out in greater and greater numbers
by the common man. The more people know about it, the better, and that's why we do what we do. And, it's not for hero worship or money.
No, none of that.
None of that. It's like there's a lot of good people out there that really fucking care. And, it's a matter of... snapping out of it and going, oh my God, this whole system's fucked. And I was living a dream. I was living a lie. And I was in the matrix. And now I'm not. And now I'm going to do something. Now I'm going to stand up. Because if you cower in the corner, you're dragging everybody else down with you. It's like if you're in a lifeboat and there's water coming in and everyone has a pail and you just sit there, and don't do anything, then you're contributing to the potential demise of everybody in the boat. So, maybe we should throw you overboard. That's
what I'm
saying.
Sharks.
There you go. My prime minister is a fucking piece of shit. I know he's part of this. He's a Zionist lover, and, I can't believe my country doesn't see this for what it is. I would argue that the election isn't even really going to happen. And that everything they're doing right now is pretend. It's a game. It's like make people believe there's a reality that isn't there.
Right. Absolutely. I agree totally. And it doesn't even really matter because the elections are rigged anyway. So.
Fucking right.
You know what I mean? So what the hell's the difference? It's all just a giant soap opera to begin with. It's not like it's not, just and real and fair. It was a 0.08% of the American population controls 42% of the political, power. Call that fair?
Yeah. No.
Disgusting.
With their dual citizenship Israeli passports.
Right.
And, they go there and they're told what to do, and they come here and they do it. They enact it.
They're all useless. The Senate, the Congress, they're all useless pawns. They don't act in the people's best interest in a very long time, and it's disgusting to watch and be a, you know it's my country and what's being done in my name. It's horrible.
Have you heard of Anonymous's Facebook?
No.
Why? Anonymous created a new Facebook. They call it Mind or something like that. But
okay.
I'm hesitant to. I'm not going to get on that thing.
No.
It's another social networking site. But
okay.
In my opinion, it's like Facebook version 2.
Right. Oh, okay.
Which
it's like
is
Anonymous's own Facebook type site.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
I wasn't
like
aware of that.
A trap.
Right. Excuse me. Ambulance going by. yeah, I would say it goes right along with that whole data mining thing. And I believe
right.
More and more as time goes on, you're going to see these sites which are looking to, in my belief, is to concentrate all the dissenters into you know, large, you know, central places.
Right.
You know, and including Facebook is the same exact thing. It's a data mine site.
Yeah, it's made by
Period.
The Israelis.
Right. Period.
Yeah.
It's just a data mining site to suck up huge amounts of information on everybody that's on it.
Right.
And there's literally billions of people on it. So,
yeah.
You know, sit and think about that for a minute. That's why I say the things I say on there and do the things I do on there. Because fuck them, that's why.
Perfect. Well,
I digress, James. Exactly.
Yes, you do. No, you're
my
not
sentiments, exactly. You want to use a weapon against me, I'm going to use it against you in the same fucking way and see how you like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'd say I'm along those lines, too.
That's why I say we should have a worldwide happy month to just fucking short circuit all their fucking computers and
yeah.
Maybe kill a couple of them in the interim.
Yeah, it blows off
from
and
bad
all
electrical,
die. All their,
electrical
all their
fires.
Die.
Mass electrical fires across the grid. Yeah.
I want to draw a comparison to 2001, A Space Odyssey with the HAL 9000.
Right.
It was the computer that was like, Dave, don't open the door, Dave. It's fucking hilarious, but it's so similar.
It is.
And
Stanley Kubrick, he was definitely knew him some stuff about what was really happening, you know,
right?
And what was coming in the future.
And it's just so weird, you know. I don't know why, but I chose the 2001 music for my movies, just the opening shit, with the monolith that says "Wake up," and then, you know, it occurred to me 9/11 was in 2001, and you know this could all be connected, you know, like you were just saying,
right?
And this artificial intelligence thing has been around for a long time, but where they've got it now is like they got the whole fucking world in their hands, and
and it's all being used for evil intentions. Imagine, you know, these quantum computers being turned into, you know, forces of good to, you know, help the planet, you know, as a whole. But they won't allow that, you know. These types of computers and stuff could, you know, potentially create such, you know, wondrous things for humanity and the planet as a whole. And it's just, it's in the hands of, you know, warmongering psychopaths that just want to do evil with it. It's insane.
That is your major premise, is that these suckers with all this money and power could turn
the
world into...
Are the worst
into,
and least among us.
Yeah, that too. But they could use everything at their disposal to save everybody and make this world a wonderful paradise. You know,
right.
And yet it's the opposite. It's like... the dead opposite. They want to annihilate people.
Well, it comes down to one thing. They would have to lose their power and control to do that, and they refuse to do that.
Right. And
so there you go.
That's greed, coveting, the
psychopathicness.
Yeah.
that's a big factor. It's the genealogy, man.
Yeah.
Hence
these,
the bloodline.
People,
hence the bloodlines you mentioned.
They're just people. They're just fucking people. And they're like me
but
and you.
But they accentuate their psychopathicness in their genealogy. I will say that. That
okay.
I'm thoroughly convinced
well,
of.
Yeah, and their parents teach them to be like that and so on.
Right.
And that being said, they have vulnerabilities. I mean, these people can be rounded up, too.
That, but...
And, all the prime ministers and presidents can be brought to the Hague and hung. You know, we can achieve that if we really want to. It's just a matter of swaying the consciousness of the population, where they're not only awake and aware, but they understand what's going on, and that they're ready to work together to turn the tide. Fuck.
Right. Exactly. That's what, ultimately what needs to happen. People need to start acting in unison and in mass. You know, in numbers that they can't control. I'm just saying, once it gets past the point of, millions and millions or tens of millions, there's no way you can control that. There's no way you can turn that around. You can't police that, speaking about the elites, the control figures. There's no way they can fight against that. At all.
If people found out, that they intend to nuke a bunch of people, and it's all under the pretense of, like, a fake war with Russia and China and something, I mean, if people actually knew that this was going on, I think not only would they be initially disgusted by the idea, but then they might act on it. And
exactly.
These fucking elites better be scared. They're fucking messing with an entire world of people. Like, they're fucking toys, little toy soldiers.
Yeah.
And, we are fucking people. Farm animals,
We're farm animals to them. That's the problem.
It's ignorant of them, I think.
Right.
They're taking a big risk. And
of course.
It's like, they wouldn't do it if they thought that they didn't have a chance, but... not every plan is foolproof. So, I mean, that's why we do what we do. Again, raise consciousness, raise awareness, talk about it, talk to your friends. When you're talking to an idiot, a dumb sheep, gang up on them. It's not the same as two people beating up somebody. It's two people.
Yeah, bullying. You mentally.
Yeah, well, it's two minds are better than one. Three minds are better than two. And two people in that conversation are both agreeing on the idea that the first person's an idiot and needs to fucking snap the fuck out of it. Maybe it'll have some effect. We need these little tidbits, these little ideas, to win this battle.
Right. Right. The devil's in the details, man. And the numbers count. Numbers truly count. Hearts and minds, man. That's where it all lies, because that's all they rely on, the elites, is, the deception of the hearts and minds.
Yeah, they manipulate the goodwill of people to their advantage.
Exactly.
And
that needs to be taken away from them.
Yeah. And this one guy said the other day, said, "Why haven't you been silenced?" I thought that was pretty inappropriate thing to say to somebody, but I just sort of said, I don't know why, but I'm going to keep going until my time's up, and that's the way it works. I mean, I'm not going to live in fear. Nobody should.
Nope.
Everything that you think you are afraid of has been instilled in you by these fuckers. Don't watch horror movies. Don't watch,
Get out
what
of the fear factor.
Fucking right, man.
Nope.
It's
all psychological
programming. The only thing you need to be afraid of is your inaction and your carelessness and your foolishness. It isn't even a matter of being educated. It's common sense shit, man.
Right.
It's like, you talk to people, and if things add up, they add up. If they don't, they don't. And I believe that the illusion of choice is like one of the major problems. People watching
mm-hmm.
television is like a huge problem.
Right.
You know, there has to be a general call, you know, turn off the fucking TV.
Right.
It's lying to you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
choices are lying to you too, because all the choices come from them and not your free will.
Right.
You know, you think you have choice, but the only choices you have are what they give you as choices. So how is that a choice?
And yeah, exactly. Like, the news will frame it to you this way. It's like it's a black or white issue. And really, it's, you know, what about the police brutality issue?
Right.
And they frame it. They frame
mm-hmm.
it, and that's the picture they paint. And
absolutely.
In that picture is the two choices. And then you're left to decide, okay, well, is it this one or that one? But they're both wrong. It's neither one. And, you know, you end up being an idiot.
It's mass manipulation, man. And mind programming.
Yeah, that and advertising, marketing. It's
right.
all
it
pure
It all
bullshit.
Coincides and coalesces together. Everything on the media is all programming. To make you a certain way and think and feel a certain way and have a certain worldview.
I'm serious about the shaming bit. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
if you have a friend that all they do is, like, watch sports, shame them.
Mm-hmm.
If all they do is watch TV, shame them. If all they do is watch the news, shame them. If all they do is talk about politics, like the bullshit story that it is, shame
right.
them. You know, put them down, make them feel like shit. Oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Fuck, you're watching that crap, you know, like, whatever it is. You're wasting life. We're in big trouble, and all you're doing is fucking the dog. That's what it amounts to.
No.
And we're almost done here. Three more minutes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Any last words?
Just get out there, research, find the truth. Let the truth find you. Keep an open mind.
Right.
seek out, you know, the truth. Dig deep. Try to find good sources, good people to find good sources, and, you know, spread it. Fight with the
right.
people in your family who don't believe you and, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
Because regardless of whether they don't believe you or not, you're still sowing the seed of truth in their mind, and that's a powerful thing because it creates doubt and it undermines,
right.
you know, all the bullshit that they're programmed with.
Right.
So even though you might think, you know, you're not getting through to that person, you still are in a subconscious level, which
exactly.
is a good thing.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
I was telling my dad about this this potential disaster we're in for, and he won't have it. He's totally in the lunchbox. He doesn't get it.
Yeah.
And he's very mad at me. He told me off. He wrote me a nasty email. And, well, today's Father's
yeah.
Day. And I just don't know what to do. I don't know if I should call him or if
yeah,
I
should
just
should.
Let
still
it go
father.
Because this happened. Huh?
Well, just write him an email and tell him, Dad, I love you. Happy Father's Day. Regardless of our differences.
Right.
Got to be a man.
You're so right.
He's your father. He gave birth to you.
Well,
indirectly.
You know,
he helped.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And he's your old man. You got to love him, regardless.
You
law
got
of
it,
the
man.
Universe.
All right, well, we'll cut it there. You take
yep.
care. And I don't think we're going to do the other show.
All right.
I'm beat. And,
I hear
you. I'll talk to you in a bit.
All right, man. Send me the link.
All right, no problem.
All right,
cheers.
Bye.